When it's time to cut through the noise, it's time for Gruber.
Yeah, there you go. Quickly back to the Common Sense Hotline for one more. John checking in from Portage. John, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Steve. I'll go quickly. Number one, the founding fathers were consistent all the way through. They never set up a popular vote for president. They set up a representative democracy, and the Electoral College are the representatives. That's number one. Number two, Beto O'Rourke, if you listen to what he says, it's the stupidest thing. He says, solve the problem of the poor people in South America by making America poor. And the third thing is that the progressives are wonderful because they talk about progressing forward by going backwards.
Thank you for checking in. Greatly appreciate it. You got that right on all three points. I think you're doing well. And I'd like to thank AOC again today for doing everything she can to get Republicans and conservatives reelected in 2020. Keep up the good work, AOC. Keep up the good work, Beto and Bernie and the Nuzzler, Joe Biden, of course. All right, my next guest has been out wandering around. He's on thin ice. Well, that's because the ice is melting. So he's got to be careful out there wandering about. He's a writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan more than anybody else. His name is Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron, welcome back.
Good morning, Steve. How are you this fine day?
I am well, and I read here on this handy-dandy little sheet of cheating notes that you send me that somehow it's International Beaver Day.
It is, in fact, International Beaver Day, and I'm a long-time advocate of beaver.
Yes, as well you should be, and I'm glad that it's International Beaver Day. It's some cool exhibits and events. Go ahead and tell me more.
Well, oddly enough, with all the beaver trapping and all, everybody's fascinated by them up north. There are very few events in northern Michigan, but downstate in Detroit at the Outdoor Adventure Center, they're doing a whole series for a couple of days all about beaver, showing people how they build these dams and how they, how they're nature's engineers, and going all the way back to how they, if it wasn't for beaver, we wouldn't have had the fur trade, which really opened up all of the Midwest and out to the great Northwest. So,
I met an old trapper here from Hazlitt not long ago, Hazlitt, Michigan. I met an old trapper, and I bought a couple of fox pelts from him. And he said, make no mistake, Michigan has the best beaver in the world. And I said, gosh, I agree with that.
And I'm all for it. In fact, and, these things are prolific, too. I've sent you pictures of some of the trees they're cutting down up here. But they have a guy who lives on Beaver Island who's almost his only job is to keep the beaver population in check because there are not enough natural predators out there. And so to keep them from wiping out everything,
right.
He's actually paid to go out and trap beaver.
Tame the wild beaver. All right, I get it. All right, so there you go. International Beaver Day. Celebrate everyone, one and all, men, women, and children of every age. There you go.
And of every political, no one's going to be against beaver.
Yeah, no anti-beaver out there. You got it.
Right.
All right, so let's move along to, let's see what's happening. Where do you want to start today? We've only got about 3 or 4 minutes, a little tight on time, but where do you want to go?
All right, well, then I have to get in Protect the Sturgeon on the Black River.
Oh, yeah.
There is still time, and they do need volunteers. This traditionally starts about the end of April. So there's a link on the radio page of Michigan Backroads where you can volunteer. You go down and you protect these sturgeon. They're going to be right next to you on the river. I'll be out there in May, so I'll bring back more.
Wait, what do you mean? They're like literally right there?
Yeah, that's why they have the guards, because people go in and poach them. So in some places where you're on the river, it's only 30 feet wide, and you can see these gigantic sturgeon coming up the river, and at the dam where they spawn, they actually have DNR people there who are collecting the eggs and the larvae as they're spawning.
Really?
So they can be taken to a hatchery.
And when does this happen? When do we get the sturgeon run?
This begins the sturgeonfortomorrow.org, sturgeonfortomorrow.org, and the spawn traditionally begins the end of April, will go through June. They are taking volunteers. I'm going to be up there on the river camping for 4 days. You'll be able to find my website or my campsite because it'll smell like cooking bacon every morning.
Bacon. I like it. By the way.
So that's where you go, and they need volunteers, a lot of them. There's all different kinds of things you can do to protect the sturgeon. This is the same outfit that has the shivaree where they spear the sturgeon. This is exactly the same organization.
All right. So here's a little side note to all of that. My good friend Tim, Wild Tim, says that in downtown Grand Rapids, they're hammering the steelhead right now. He says over the next 7 to 10 days, steelhead fishing in Michigan is going to be off the hooks, but we're about 7 days away, 10 days, 12 days to the peak. That's my guy. That's what he says, and so that's what I'm going with. Where's our next stop, Ron?
Let's go to, let's see. What do we want to do? Let's do something for the birders, okay, because we don't have everything up north. Carson's Island, don't know if you've ever been out there. It's over by Lake St. Clair out in the river. You got to take a ferry ride out there. So, you know, we all know birding is a big sport.
It is.
And they've got the whole thing going on this weekend. You take the ride out there, and they'll take you out into some of the nature areas you can't ordinarily get to. The ducks are in full bloom.
Ducks are blooming? I love blooming ducks. I love blooming ducks. It makes me happy. Let's see. What is this I read about a coming event about a alligator sanctuary? Come on.
No, the alligator sanctuary is in Athens, Michigan, and they've been closed all winter. Of course, they put the alligators away for the winter. But in late April, they will have their spring release. And I will talk about this in the next week or so, because this is one of those things you want to plan for. I know it's the last weekend in April, so it conflicts with the maple syrup festivals.
Right, okay.
But they have over 150 alligators down there that are all they're all been saved. They were either thrown away or flushed down, or a college kid couldn't keep them anymore. And so this private company,
really?
This family, has created an alligator sanctuary down there. Yes, and, you know, the
get
fall
out
roundup,
of here.
These are, we'll have to go into it, because what they've trained these alligators to do is absolutely incredible.
Right. And in the gift shop, the ones that don't make it, you can get and take home as boots and wallets. I get it.
Well, they also, in the gift shop, they also have a bearded dragon in there. So you can get a selfie with the dragon.
A bearded dragon.
I think that's what this lizard calls a bearded dragon. They also have tortoises down there. You'd be fascinated when you read about this alligator sanctuary, how amazing these alligators
your
are.
Your world is a strange and wonderful place, Ron. MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com, MichiganBackroads.com. If you want your festival, your place, your city highlighted here on the Steve Gruber Show with Ron Rademacher, drop Ron a line. Where? At MichiganBackroads.com. Tally-ho, Ron.
Thank you, Steve. Go get your fishing license.